Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It is 21 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar on this Monday trading at 72.28 cents U.S. The TSX today falling 163 points. Some breaking news. Canada-U.S. Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc is set to meet with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick in Washington this week. LeBlanc is scheduled to leave for Washington on Tuesday. The development comes just days after Prime Minister Mark Carney announced Friday that Canada will be dropping some of its counter-tariffs on American goods amid a trade war between the two countries. Defense Minister David McGuinty says the shape of Canada's role in sustaining an eventual peace in Ukraine is still up for discussion. He made the remarks a day after Prime Minister Mark Carney did not rule out sending Canadian troops to Ukraine as part of a possible security guarantee to secure a peace deal in the war with Russia. Carney made a surprise visit to Kyiv yesterday before traveling to Warsaw. Today he announced a new strategic partnership with Poland that will see both nations work more closely in trade, defense, and energy. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he will ban testing on dogs and cats. Two whistleblowers came forward to Animal Justice with concerns about dogs undergoing tests for cardiac research at the Lawson Research Institute at St. Joseph's Healthcare, London. The Research Institute decided after speaking with the province earlier this month to stop all research on dogs. That kicked off a series of texts between Ford and one of the whistleblowers, whom the Premier thanked for coming forward. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says Canada Post has cancelled a meeting planned for the two sides today. The union says the corporation cancelled the meeting because Canada Post needs more time to review the union's latest global offers. This marks the second time over the past week that Canada Post has scrapped the meeting with the union, saying it was because the corporation needs more time to analyze the offers. At the start of the month, the union rejected Canada Post's latest offers in a majority vote. Toronto police are launching a three-week traffic safety enforcement focusing on bicycles, mopeds, and electric scooters. Until September 13th, the campaign will focus on education and enforcement. Officers will concentrate on traditional school zone safety, paying close attention to drivers who choose to speed, drive aggressively, distracted, or impaired. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game series tonight against the visiting Minnesota Twins. The Jays lead the AL East division by five over the Boston Red Sox. Hot country weather, partly cloudy skies this afternoon and this evening. The chance of showers, tonight's low 10 degrees, Tuesday cloudy. The chance of showers, the high 19, Wednesday sunny and a high of 23. In Newmarket, Aurora, it's 21 degrees. From the Hot Country News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.